Bamf, it's time to put the band back together. The silent period is over and the ninth edition of Tommy's Unplugged, also known as Bamf's Battle of the Bands, returns Wednesdays at 10 p.m. starting March 23rd until the April 27th finals. Singles, duos, trios and bands up to five playing can sign up to once again rock the pub's pint-sized stage after more than 2 years away and compete for $1,000 in prizes, and additional concert opportunities, including a paid gig for the town of Banff. The new up-and-coming scene hasn't been quite as prevalent as years before because of COVID, and so I'm kind of interested in seeing what is out there now, said Gary Gonis, organizer and local music legend. I'm inviting everyone who's a musician to come on down and just sign up and be a part of the Bow Valley music scene. Applications to play are available at the host venue Tommy's Neighborhood Pub in downtown Banff. The deadline to sign up is Sunday, March 20th. Preliminary rounds are March 23rd and 30, and April 6th and 13. Semis is April 20th and the final is April 27th when a winner will be crowned. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by the Ramblin' Hey, Ho, Haws, at the Ramblin' Hey Ho Haws. Gonis, frontman of the Ramblin' Hey, Ho, Haws, has hosted the competition since 2012 inside the locals' favorite pub. I think a lot of people looked forward to it, said Gonis. I am very happy to do it, always, and the only reason I do it is so local musicians can play original music. Whether they win or not, that's irrelevant. It's more of a showcase for them to play, and that's kind of been my grounding on that. At the competition, where musicians have 30 to 40 minutes per set to show their best stuff, judges seek out musicianship, stage presence, and competitors with a shot of X-Factor style. In previous years, musicians wrote and performed all original material for the battle, but due to COVID-19 and people being unable to get together and practice, some new rules have been added to make it easier for artists to enter. One of the rules we have is if you have two original songs, that's great, and if you want to do covers for the rest, that's great, said Gonis, who added musicians get more points for original songs. At Unplugged, instruments not requiring electricity are highly encouraged. In fact, the only electric instruments allowed are keyboards and bass guitars. Percussions are encouraged, but drums are prohibited inside the smaller venue. There's also a new initiation this year to support local musicians after 2 years of COVID-19 displacement that's worthy of a headbang or two. One of the top bands at Tommy's Unplugged will be offered a paid gig at an upcoming Town of Banff civic event, which includes Canada Day and New Year's Eve celebrations. It's really just trying to do our part as a municipality to support everyone because Banff is a creative town, said Eamon Rail, visitor events specialist for the Town of Banff. In this case, it's supporting Battle of the Bands as we can by offering them a performance slot should they be a good fit. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by the Ramblin' Hey, Ho, Haws, at the Ramblin' Hey Ho Haws. A community showcase for a decade. The competition's previous winners are Panic Station, 2019, Caitlin Connolly, 2018, Kyle Pullen, 2017, Tea and Biscuits, 2016, The Sam Bailey Band, 2015, Kill Your Radio, 2014, The Shrugs, 2013, and Elk Run and Riot, 2012.